So for Yosef Gimel, we're talking about Mayim Achroinim. A Noiflim Becham Shiyad Yichveit Bo. Not use water that's so hot that will burn your fingers. Obviously, we're not talking about mouth and burning fingers, because, and the other reason why you shouldn't do it, means that you feel uncomfortable when it hits your hand. You have to jump back. Mifnei Shemifapi. They just roll over your hands and they don't get the tilt off of it. Siv Dalin, Ein Tov Litol Ela Ad Perik Sheni Shelet Boyes. It's that it did. One has to wash my mechreinim up to the second joint. So it's not even up to the knuckle. The tip of the finger and the middle joint, because that's the part that the food touches. If you know for sure that he's eating in fashion that his whole hand got full of the food, then Chanami does the whole hand. Mr. Brewer is not happy that people that do not take Amachim seriously. It's just a few drops of water on their hands. There are those that Machmir Lord of Immigrant says that this din is totally in the regular din of Tirus Hadai, which means, according to the first opinion, it's enough to do to your knuckles. Even though Shulchan Aruch says it's enough to do to the second joint, the Halacha says it's totally in two opinions. How much you're supposed to do in a regular Tirus Yadayim. If you're supposed to do the whole hand in a regular Tirus Yadayim, then here you do up to the knuckles, and if you in a regular Tirus Yadayim, you do up to the knuckles, here you do just the outer two joints. So basically, according to what we're machmir lechatchila, to wash the entire hand for regular Tirus Yadayim, according to the Vilna Gaon, here one would be machmir up to the knuckles. So once again, the shear of Mayim Achroinim, the Ikir Adin, is up to the second joint, and the more machmir opinion is up to the knuckles. Siv Tei. So she yasta rosh is beoitz the matikadeshi teir azuma. You should tilt your hands downwards while you're washing, so that whatever you have on your hands will go down with the water. Sivov imamasubim ravim ad chamisha matzilim in a vach. Fifth, there's a whole group of people there, so it's up to five people. The first one that does my training is the one who's going to actually lead the benching. So Mishabu explains the reason why he doesn't go last is. So that you should have a little time to look over the benching before he starts. Even though today the one who's leading the benching is not waiting for everybody else, each one reads for himself, so there's no din for him to prepare for everybody else. But the Ma'isa would keep this minhag of up to five people. The one who washes my achrayim first is the one who's going to lead the benching. This is a chiddush over here. That's a proper thing today, that the mevach should say the Birchas HaMatzon out loud and everybody else should say together with him quietly. It definitely will help for kavanah. Also, he does say there's a zimun, so we have to look at that. This is up to five people. Then if you say, this is more than five people, must feel them in a cotton. And then, the cotton is the one who's at the end of the table, and therefore, you start with him, so that the one who's in the vault doesn't have to wait a long time between washing his hands and benching himself. It's not a covet and mechavet one another for this thing, so the cotton takes it and just pass it around. The one next to him should take it from him and go around the table. So once again, if we have more than five people, the ones at the end of the table wash their hands till they get to Chamisha Achroim. So not Matzil Menem Mavarach. Since there are only five people left, so then the Mavarach is the one who washes the fifth before the end, and everybody else finishes off. Notice the position of the Mavarach is either to be the first one or to be within the first five, up to five. If there's more than five people, then somebody else starts and eats it. And takes the fifth position. Siv Zayin Ein Mevachim Shun Brocha Al Mayim Achroini. There's no Brocha on Mayim Achroini. Because this is an Indian of cleanliness, removing Sakonah.